listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. Planes could be grounded at major airports across the country next Friday. Airport-based firefighters will strike for 4 hours, claiming 100 staff have been cut over 2 years, putting passenger safety at risk. Brisbane used to have 17 crew and a domestic response vehicle. United Firefighters Union Secretary Wes Garrett says that's not the case anymore.
We're calling upon the federal government to help us resolve these issues with air services, and we are hopeful that we will be able to resolve these issues.
The Weather Bureau's just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for heavy rainfall for a few areas, including parts of the southeast. The warning area sits between Warwick and the Gold Coast. Tomorrow and Thursday are forecast to be the wettest days this week. Meantime, shark control equipment will be temporarily removed from our beaches due to that forecast rough weather. Coordinator Sam Farry issuing this message for beachgoers.
Anyone who sees any unsecured gear, including rope, nets or buoys, should call the Shark Control Program hotline on 1800 806 891. Swimmers are also advised to follow safe swimming practices, including swimming between the flags and not swimming at dusk or dawn.
And a 50-year-old man will front the Brisbane court tomorrow, charged over an alleged assault at Goodna. Police say a 40-year-old man was found unconscious and taken to the PA hospital in a critical condition this morning. The accused is facing 2 charges. Titans back rower Joe Vuna is hoping for a more consistent season next year. The 24-year-old's 2021 season came to an abrupt halt after he ruptured his ACL while playing for affiliate Tweed Seagulls.
First, I got to keep myself healthy and fit, so got to avoid getting injured. So I've been, like the last couple of years I've been here, I've been fighting injuries, so hopefully I can stay fit this year and get amongst it.
And to golf, and despite his highly publicised defection to the controversial Live series, Brisbane boy Cameron Smith says he's receiving a positive reception from fans.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.